from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Now, if you're on hold, please hold. Stay there, and you'll stay in your position in line, and we'll get to you. Joining us right now, you may remember, I feel like it was cold. I don't remember exactly the time and date, but I told this guy just at Fanatics Fest, I had a dad bring up the Jewish Floor Hockey League, the like indoor hockey league that we talked about. Eitan the goalie, Eitan Levine, joins me again on The Fan. I had him in studio months ago. He's back because he's throwing out a first pitch at Citi Field. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, Keith? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm rolling. I'm glad we could bring you in, man. I was trying to get this guy to come in on Haley Welch night, Hot Tuna night, but like, you know, whatever. Here you are tonight. Tell us what you've been doing, the cause, the journey you've been on, and how this came about for you to throw out a first pitch at Citi Field for the New York Mets.
Yeah, so this summer I am breaking the Guinness record for the most ceremonial first pitches thrown over the course of the year. 50 pitches to raise money for Make-A-Wish. I had cancer. I got a Make-A-Wish. I'm really excited to be giving back to them. I've thrown out 38 pitches to date. Yesterday I was in Worcester at the Worcester WooSox. I was in the Hudson Valley Renegades on Saturday. Tomorrow I drive to Syracuse to do the Syracuse Mets, and then I drive right back for Wednesday afternoon. We're getting the record on Wednesday at Citi Field. The record is currently unclaimed on Guinness at 40. So Wednesday is the 40th pitch.
Awesome. Like, when you think about the Guinness Book of World Records and any records in sports, like, I don't think I do own some high school records, but I'm not going to flex. I'm giving you your props. You saw an opportunity to go out and get something, and you've made it happen, and you've done the travel, and you've done the hotels, and the different nights, and sleeping in different places, and now it's coming to an end. You're coming to the finish line. How does it feel? Does it feel surreal?
It's insane. Let me just say also, on the sleeping and the travel, the past couple of weeks, I've gone from Vancouver to the Vancouver Canadians, and I drove down to the Portland Pickles, who actually just won their league championship. Then went from Portland to Oakland to throw out the Oakland A's. Then the A's, after that, I went to Seattle. Then Seattle back to San Francisco to do the Stockton Ports and the San Francisco Giants. I then spent one night in the Indianapolis airport a couple of days ago, sleeping in Terminal B in the Indianapolis airport, to get a bus to go to throw a first pitch down at the Fort Wayne Pin Caps. And then went back, spent another night in the Indianapolis airport, landed a couple days ago. So the travel has been insane. I don't know what time zone I'm in anymore. It's been kind of crazy. And honestly, the reason why this all kind of happened was because a couple of months ago, you know, I got family in Israel. Everything's been kind of like dumpy. Over the past couple of months, it's been a very chaotic time in America. And when I was just like doom scrolling one night, I came across the record unclaimed at 40. And it felt like a good way to just kind of like sidestep all the politics and everything that was kind of like happening in America over the past couple of months and up until now. Just going to go to minor league and major league baseball stadiums my entire summer has been, you know, mentally it's been great.
We're on the phone right now with my guy, Eitan Levine. I first came across him. He was right down the street at 325 Hudson when Amazon was doing their sports talk show. And you know what? This guy's got thousands of followers on Instagram. He's a comedian, a writer. You know, we connected and talked about our journeys, and now his journey has taken him to all these different ballparks and stadiums. Man, tell us what stadium surprised you, who had the best food, or something that you came across that you want to share with the audience.
Yeah, first of all, I went to Polar Park yesterday, minor league stadium in Worcester. That was stunning, absolutely stunning. That one, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp and the Hartford Yard Goats, I think were the three nicest minor league stadiums. And honestly, Fort Wayne's pretty good. Hartford was funny because there's nothing else in Hartford at all. Hartford is barren except for that stadium. And Jacksonville also. Jacksonville was garbage. I hated Jacksonville, but that stadium was like, super, super nice. Jacksonville's a dump.
I think I went there when they were the Jacksonville Suns. I used to go down to Jacksonville as a kid in the summer. I think they used to be the Suns, and now they're the Jumbo.
They rebranded. I mean, it's a fascinating story about, like, they rebranded, and I was talking to the owner or the entertainment guy, and when they rebranded to the Jumbo Shrimp, the initial reaction was everyone being like, that name's terrible. You know, like, how dare you? Like, we're going to miss the sun. And he knew that the renaming worked because he showed up day one after they were changed, and there was a line of people that all already had the merch on for the Jumbo Shrimp. So it is, it's funny going to some of these teams, and they have, like, new names. And occasionally I'll ask them, I'll be like, oh, like, I love this new name. And they're like, oh, we hate this new name. We like the old name. And I'm like, well, what's the old name? And they're like, the Kansas City Jews. You know, like, there's always, like, a weird back name to them. I'm Jewish. I can say that, everybody at home.
I was about to say, please let people know that you're Jewish. A lot of your stand-up comedy is Jewish-related jokes. Right now, here's an update for your Metsies. If you're watching the game, I know you just saw 3-0. Tyrone Taylor drives in Pete Alonso. Let's go, Mets!
Yeah! The Mets, you know what my biggest fear is, honestly, Keith? My biggest fear is that I throw a first pitch, and then they lose 15 in a row. That is, like, I am terrified that I throw a first pitch this Wednesday,
funny
and I reverse
you
grimace.
Say that. We've had so much talk about the first pitches that have gone on in Citi Field. I have two questions for you. You kind of got to one. One, I want to know, how did this come about? Who did you talk to? Because we all are wondering, like, how do the Mets go about choosing people? Obviously, you have Make-A-Wish and you have the Guinness Book of World Records. Like, those are two obvious causes and reasons that you're going to get to throw out a first pitch. So you can tell us a little bit of how it came to be as far as who you talked to and that part. But also, what about the pressure, dude? Like, Grimace had an entire run. People were still showing up in Grimace costumes. And now Hot Tuna Girl, Haley Welch, showed up there. She had a cause, but nobody knew it until the day after. Like, how do you follow up after all this?
Yeah, I'll answer these questions in a row. First off, I have, like, 150,000 followers on TikTok and Instagram doing, like, Jewish-themed comedy content. And a lot of these places, a lot of the teams, they all have Jewish heritage days. Like, I just threw out a pitch at the Oakland A's Jewish Heritage Day. So I had, like, kind of already known the infrastructure of throwing these pitches. But once I, like, got one on board, like, when we got the first MLB team on board, all of a sudden, like, we were able to get a couple others. Every time we got, like, another thing involved, it kind of, like, added legitimacy to the pitch thing. It's been kind of, like, fascinating. You know, we're at a point where, like, Rawlings is the official ball of the 50 First Pitches project, which was crazy. I can't say, this is official, but, like, I may be working with, like, Alaska Airlines on this. So it's like any time there has been a thing where, like, it's just added, like, legitimacy and credence to it, it's, like, helped with the project. On Grimace and Hakua, what's fascinating about the Hakua girl is that she has, like, completely rebranded herself into this, like, interesting philanthropic point. And I think that, like, some of the internet, whatever, they knew who she was. They knew about what she was doing. I will say the Venn diagram of WFAN listeners, Mets fans, WFAN hosts, and then her fan base, there's no crossover at all. So it was kind of funny watching, like, Hakua go to Citi Field, everyone being like,
she never went to a baseball game. She said she never went to a baseball game.
Crazy. But good job on the PR team at Citi Field.
It worked.
They recognized that.
Viral again.
They saw it. It totally worked. It was the news. It was like, Keith, you were trending, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Like, over the past week because of this.
I saw the tidal wave coming. I just laughed. I showed my wife. I'm like, my tweet making up a quote from her is going to approach 4 million views. Like, I was listening to BT and Sal, and I'm like, wait, BT and Sal are reacting to it. I'm like, I gotta find this on Twitter. As soon as I found it on Twitter, I just kept. I've stayed away from the girl. I didn't want to give the girl any extra clout. But as soon as it entered New York City and New York sports, I'm like, here we go. I know how to lean right into this. The trolling, the internet stuff, viral. I'm like, I'm gonna get my cut off this for sure.
People sent me your quote. It was actually crazy. People were sending me like, look at this, and I was like, yeah, it's Keith. So you read the right train.
I had a Yankees beat writer hit me up and say, wait, she had a press conference? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, what do you think the Mets asked her? He's like, I don't know, but that quote was ridiculous. I said, yeah, I made it up.
Yeah. That was insane how many people, I don't think anyone who texted it to me knew that it was a made up quote. I think a lot of people, it was actually wild watching people react to that.
Nobody cares about the truth. You know, facts don't matter. In this Twitter cesspool, you can jump into the pool with absolute nonsense like I did, and then it goes viral. I muted that. I muted that post as soon as I sent it.
It would be kind of funny if she actually gave a very, like, level-headed, like, very informative press conference where she sat down there and she was like, first off, we gotta promote Brett Beatty again, okay? Like, she sits down. She's like, I thought... The bullpen, we need to fix our bullpen, okay? We got to hop to the offseason, to the waiver wire and pick up a couple
she
people.
She was there when Mark Vientos hit second, and he had the two homers. So I first was thinking to write something like, I even was like, oh, Mark Vientos, young generation, he's trying to impress Hark to a girl. I thought to have her write something about how, like, Carlos Mendoza, he's a magician, he's done it again with the lineup, he put Mark Vientos second, look what you get. But then the Mets blew the game, and then the running joke was, of course they had Hawk to a girl, and then they go out there and blow the game.
Yeah, that's the other issue, is that if they had won that, it would have been completely different.
I thought they were. I'm like, print the shirts. These are the Hawk to a Mets, and that's what I'm saying to you. The Grimace run ended, and I thought she was going to have her own run. You have a chance right now. Don't think about the Mets going 0-15. What if you throw out this first pitch Wednesday for them to sweep the Baltimore Orioles and then go on the road trip and then they sweep the Padres, they sweep the Diamondbacks, and then we wake up sometime next week and the Mets are at the top of the wild card race?
I'm ready for the Eitan Levine Mets. I think that that was the next logical. We had the Gabe Grimace Mets in June. We got the Hawk 2 on the Mets. We had, remember Max Wiener in the beginning of the Mets 5?
Yes, the rally pin.
In the beginning of the season. This has been the quirkiest season in so long. And you know what's been funny is that there's so much joy in this season versus other seasons with the Mets. We came into this season with zero expectations at all. And then all these little side characters had given us bumps along the way. It's been fascinating.
OMG, you get a Jose Iglesias, a journeyman veteran type guy. He comes up, he drops a hit single, and it becomes the celebration. They hit home runs, they have an OMG sign. They're selling $50 OMG signs in the team store.
That has got to be one of the all-time, like, best moments that you could possibly have is like a walk off, and then they play your song.
Oh, he
it would be funny if he had it. He had a bad voice, and they were playing his you know, his bad voice. But what's been interesting also, just like on first pitches in general, this year, and like the concept of first pitches have been blown out across the MLB marketing standpoint. I think that a lot of places are realizing that when it comes to trying to get eyes on the teams and eyes on the Instagram people, they're going out for these bigger, you know, random internet celebrities and stuff like that. I went to, and then highlighting it on their Instagram in ways that they haven't before. When I was at the Minnesota Twins, Haley Bailey, who's another TikTok star, was also throwing a first pitch. So I think that what's interesting is that when it comes to marketing, these first pitches are such an easy win for social media clout that we're seeing them more and more on Instagram timelines and TikTok timelines than we ever have before.
Yeah, my boy Nicky Cass threw out a pitch for the Mets, and he's a TikTok star. And obviously, he's from Long Island, maybe Staten Island. He's from New York. And, you know, now.
His dad is the LIRR.
Okay.
That is the most New York, Long Island dude I've ever seen.
Yeah, you know Nicky Cass then. So, like, what I'm saying is, it makes sense for someone like yourself, who's a New Yorker, him who's a New Yorker, but it doesn't have to make sense. Haley Welch from Tennessee. Never been to a baseball game, but that's the biggest first pitch that they had, and it came after the Grimace first pitch, which was like, that came out of nowhere. I was giving props to David Stearns. I'm like, the guy's a marketing genius. McDonald's is tweeting about the Mets. They're all in on this.
Yeah. Fun fact is that I was supposed to originally, if you remember a couple months ago, I was supposed to throw out a first pitch, and that was actually the Grimace day. So they rescheduled me into August.
You got bumped for Grimace?
I messaged my contact there to ask about that. I was like, did I get bumped for Grimace? And she was like, you know, officially no. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to be telling people that I got bumped for Grimace.
Yeah.
And that I have a little bit of the, that I have a little bit of the reason why the Grimace match
what
happened.
What a butterfly effect. Maybe they don't go on that run if you didn't step down and say, you know what, Grimace, it's his birthday, he's got it.
You know what? That's interesting. If I threw out that day and the Mets ended up having an under 500 run over the next, there's a good chance Pete Alonso is not on the team anymore. There's a good chance that they went into selling mode immediately after I throw a pitch out there.
All right, before I let you go, man, we got to talk Jewish Indoor Floor Hockey League, which I knew nothing about. And then I fell down that rabbit hole. And now multiple Jewish friends and strangers have come up to me to say, hey, thanks for bringing that to WFAN. I'm like, I can't take credit for that. We just got into the conversation. That's all Eitan. Eitan brought that up. They don't remember you. They give me credit for it. I'm like, nah, that's all Eitan stuff. I had no idea. I didn't think that was a real thing.
Let me tell you, Keith, you have an opportunity to lean in to becoming the number one broadcaster for Metro Yeshiva High School Hockey. Okay? The Ramaz Rams, the RTMA Lightning, the DRS Wild, the Dennis R. Renup School of Judaic Studies Wildcats. They're all waiting for you to sign off on them.
I'm down. I mean, I've gotten this far with it. I don't have an agent. Talk to my agent when I get my agent, and we'll set it up. That could be my next big thing. The voice of the Jewish Indoor Floor Hockey League. What's it actually called?
The MYHSHL. And based on the demographics of the agency world in New York, I think that your agent or manager probably does have a kid that plays on a Jewish agency. There was a famous thing that happened when I was at JEC. Before I was at, I went to JEC High School. I'm sure that there's probably 10 people at home in their cars. They're just like, oh my God, he said it. But I went to JEC RTMA High School. Famous story that happened where they were playing Ramaz. And a fight happened during the game. They called the game early. And then after the game, JEC ran onto the Ramaz bus. And, like, there was a fight that happened on some, like, yellow bus between these two hockey teams that was, like, confined to the bus. Because if they went out, then they were gonna get in trouble and, like, ripped off each other.
See, now we need a whole behind the scenes. We need a hard knocks. We need a...
Harsh locks.
Yo, get out of here, bro. Eitan Levine, follow him online. Eitan the goalie. Good luck with your first pitch.
51stpitches.com. If you want to donate to Make-A-Wish, 51stpitches.com out there. All the money goes to Make-A-Wish. There's a direct link when you go to 51stpitches.com that sends you that goes directly to Make-A-Wish. So if you want to donate out there, like I said, I had cancer. I got a Make-A-Wish. There's a reason. There's an incredible organization. No matter how you feel politically or whatever in the world, we all agree giving to cancer kids is a worthwhile cause, so donate over there.
Yes, sir. Well done. Eitan Levine, ladies and gentlemen, at Eitan the goalie.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.